So, DH Radio listeners on CGMQ 88.9 FM, what is made of gold, diamonds, and plastic? I bet you can't guess. Well, if you're a fan of Ian Kelly, then you know that that's because his last album just went gold a couple of weeks before the launch of his new album, Diamonds and Plastic. Oh, you see where I was going with that one now. On the phone with me now, Mr. Ian Kelly himself. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Now, there is something I can't help but notice right off the bat with this new record, Ian, is there's a level of polish, and I think an involvement of I don't know, a different blend musically with this album compared to your last ones, which were just as awesome. But what would you say about this new production, what you've just put out? It's rich stuff.
Well, thank you. I guess it's a compliment. I guess the main difference is that when I recorded Speak Your Mind, I pretty much recorded everything myself, and then musicians came, you know, one after the other to like replace some of the tracks that I had already laid down. So, you know, like the drummer never met the bass player, for example. So this time around, I rented a cottage like right next to my place, mm-hmm. and we were all in the same room playing together and recording that. So that was how the basics were recorded, and that's for me, that's a first, and that's the main difference, I think, for the whole, you know, the whole album vibe. I mean, that's the main difference there.
It's an incredible feel. Like one of the things that I had actually read this in your bio as well too, was the there's a track called Workday.
Yeah.
And now you've got two string quartets.
Yeah.
That are involved in that one, and I found it interesting that there was an allusion to Eleanor Rigby, and it's true that the it's this sweepingness and this haunting sound that only strings can provide, I think, really. And it was, if I understand correctly, it was John Day that helped to arrange that.
He did all the arrangements for the strings on the album. I just thought, you know, he has just the greatest ideas. So I thought, you know, John, I called him up and I asked him if he could do it. And I never, like, I didn't hear any of the arrangements before we were actually in the studio with the strings and recording it. So that was the first time I actually heard the strings. But I didn't really want to hear them, you know, prior to that because I had, I mean, total confidence in what he was going to do, and it was so fun to listen to those parts for the first time in that big place at McGill University. They have this big room; it's like a gymnasium, and it's a studio, and it just sounded huge, you know. And I was just standing there, and he was just wearing his socks, and he was, you know, I mean, he had clothes on, but he didn't have any shoes on, and it was just funny to see that guy with the crazy hair, you know, pointing and moving around to explain what he wanted those players to play, and I was just there, and I was listening for the very first time to his arrangements, and I was just like, wow, this is going to be great.
How powerful is that? Isn't it? It must be, as an artist, it must be a beautiful thing to be able to trust someone with that. It's that support, you know, like he comes in to contribute some part. It's like a structure. So he's coming in to contribute part of that, the foundation and that background of what you're building on. That's really,
I just, you know, I just realized, I wasn't the greatest, people are better at some things and some at others. And I think one thing I'm good at is to find good people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I grab all the ideas that I can get from these guys, and that's like not only John, because he's also playing all the keyboards and pianos and stuff on the album. So you know, I just grab all their ideas, and then I put my name on it, and I look so clever and so talented. But really, I just know you know, how to get surrounded by talented people.
You know, but that's, it's kind of like a recipe though, too, because the thing is, you know what, you don't have to have grown the vegetables or raised the animals that are being used in it, right? And if you're making this recipe, it's the fact that you're able to choose those proper ingredients. So it's the same deal with this.
I guess so.
You're a good cook, man. Yeah. You're a good cook.
maybe that's it.
So tell me about the summer. Now, off air, just before we started recording, we were discussing the fact that this is going to be a summer of festivals for you before you go off on tour on your own. And you're going to be a little bit all over the place. There are some really interesting dates with Megan Smith, who was on DH Radio this spring. Juno Award winner, brand new.
I've actually never met her, but I'm leaving tomorrow, so...
It'll be an excellent pairing, I think. That's a smart... Yeah, that's... anybody who gets to take in a show with you and Megan on stage will be so spoiled. That's a really... That's a great opportunity, a great selection.
Yeah, well, she sounds amazing, and thank you for, you know, saying that. I won't be trashing that whole show.
Hey, now you're going to be playing in the townships in Cowansville the 14th of July. That sounds like a fun lineup too. There's you and David Usher and a couple of other performers who are going to be around. So you're going to be here. And I also heard today that the 22nd of October you'll be playing the Granada in Sherbrooke, day before my birthday. So now incorporating you've got this new album. What possessed you to cover Billy Idol's White Wedding? How did that possibly come about?
Well, actually, somebody asked me for a version of that song. Like, I never thought I'd be playing that rock and roll anthem. Like, you know, it's not really my style, even though I listen to a bunch of a variety of music, and you know, that's part of it. So I really, you know, always loved that song, but never thought of playing it myself. So somebody asked me to make a version for a student's film like 5 years ago, and I did all by myself in my studio, and then you know, that song came across my my iTunes shuffle at some point, and every time it would come on, I'd be like, that's a pretty cool version. Well, I liked it anyway, so I wanted to put it on the album. Maybe that was before Speak Your Mind, but yeah. I thought I don't want to be known for a cover, so I waited, you know. And now that when Speak Your Mind turned gold and stuff, I thought, wow, now there's more than 40,000 people that know me for my music. Maybe I can put it on the next one, and so I did. But even then, I wasn't sure, you know. I don't want to. I mean, the reason I make music is because I write it myself, and I feel the need to do so, you know. So I thought, well, that won't hurt me, plus I like the version and I like the song. So
I had a really interesting conversation with Geneviève Côté today, who works quite closely with you, and one of the things that we were saying, and I think this speaks to the fact that I don't think there's any danger of you ending up being known as the guy who covered White Wedding, and that's that you have a sound. Like, you have and that I think that is established in your listeners' ears and is only going to grow. And the people who discover you with Diamonds and Plastic are going to end up going back and buying Speak Your Mind and your recordings prior to that too, because whenever I hear, I don't have to know that it's a track of yours because I recognize you. Mm-hmm. So don't. I don't think you have anything to worry about becoming that. Hey, there's that guy that covered White Wedding.
Yeah, well, I'm not too worried about that, but you know, I thought about that before and that's why it wasn't on Speak Your Mind, you know.
Yeah, no, I think that was good math on your part too. Yeah, I get
that.
I completely
premature, get that. I think for me to. You know, and I mean, it's not, I'm not sure it's going to be a single anytime soon, or I'm not sure I'm going to really push that song forward. I mean, I like to, I don't know, but I mean, I like it, and I endorse it. No problem. You know, it's great.
So let's talk about the other tracks on the album then, shall we? Let's go on to the yep. Ian Kelly originals on Diamonds and Plastic. The I Would Have You, oh my goodness, that it's a song that's a bit of a heartstrings tweaker for speaking as a girl. I really that was a track that really stood out for me. It's a great one. And who does the backup vocals? Who's the female voice that's in the background?
Yeah, she likes to be called Josie Fever.
Josie Fever.
Yeah, her name is Josie Lefebvre, actually.
But Josie Fever is so fun. We just gotta go with that.
And she's singing on "Speak Your Mind" as well. She's doing the
Oh, that's.
But she has a great sounding voice. Again, you know, I just know who to call when I need something.
It's all about the recipe. So, what would you say is your what is the track at this point from Diamonds and Plastic that you're enjoying playing the most? Can you boil it down to that yet, or which is the one that you're really leaning on a little?
Yeah, well, I have to say I have a tendency to like depressing songs, you know, the most. So I have to say The Industrial Way is one of my favorite, and At All Costs too.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one, and maybe Your Garden, which is number four. And you know, when I first released the album, I thought maybe that depressing song is too early in the program, but. But you know, it's kind of what I'm about as well. You know, I'm not depressed or anything. But for me, writing music and performing it is a way of you know, releasing all that those emotions that are, you know, sometimes can get heavy or you know.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, I think what ends up coming across often is contemplation and reflection in a lot of your work, and it's very, there's a real personal angle too, so that's another treat for the listeners, and that you can't mistake is the fact that you are there's a personal, there's an edge in it that isn't just some kind of fabricated thing, you know, it's coming from a place of experience and from the heart. So once again, the unmistakable Ian Kelly, he's back with Diamonds and Plastic, and you guys just all have to get out there and buy it. You're going to want this in your vehicles for the summer and beyond. I'm a firm believer in road trip soundtracks, and so make sure now Cowansville the 14th of July, and then again coming up in October the 22nd will Granada Theater. Ian Kelly, thank you for being back here with us at DH Radio on CJMQ.
Thank you for having me.
Big fans, man, and I'll see you on the 14th of July.
Yeah, well, I'll be there for sure.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.